October 4th, 2010, Smyrna Town Council meeting is called to order at 7:30 p.m. Please rise for a pledge of allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silence. Thank you.
Councilwoman Brown.
Here.
Councilwoman White.
Here.
Councilman Devine.
Here.
Mayor Stonewall.
Here.
Councilman Rayner.
Here.
Councilman Riddle.
Here.
And Councilman DeFeo is excused tonight. Is he still going to do the phone?
Only if you need him. I have a phone number to try and reach him.
Are there any additions or deletions to the published agenda? Is there a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Are there any additions or deletions to the minutes of August 2nd, 2010?
Did you have a chance to read those yet? Everybody? Okay, but you also have 7:19.
Sorry.
The ones from July 19th. We're not done at the last meeting because they were very late.
Okay. Okay, so is there a motion to accept July 19th and August 2nd?
Move to accept the minutes for July 19th.
Second.
And August 2nd.
Second?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Reports from presiding officer. I received a letter from the Delaware Commission of Veterans Affairs. The Delaware Commission of Veteran Affairs and Military Officers Association of America would like to take this opportunity to invite you to attend the annual Veterans Day service on Thursday, November the 11th, 2010. The program is scheduled to commence at 10:30 a.m. will be held at the Memorial Plaza, Delaware Memorial Bridge, Newcastle, Delaware. The National Veterans Day Committee in Washington, D.C. has designated Veterans Day in Newcastle, Delaware as a National Veterans Day regional site for our nation's 57th annual Veterans Day celebration. This is our 19th year of participating along with 53 similar recognized sites throughout the United States. So that's Thursday, November the 11th at 10:30 for anyone that's interested. Mr. Edwards.
Just two things briefly. We put together a packet regarding the curfew ordinance. There were some questions last council meeting about that, and we gave it to Councilman Riddaw for him to look over. So just reporting back about that. And then also, I believe on the agenda tonight is an ordinance we put together regarding the civil and criminal violations. So those are the two things that we did.
Chief Boardley?
Madam Mayor, if you just look in your packet, you'll see my report. Activity at one particular residence council may or may not have been aware of, and we're having preparations for the parade of homecoming at Smyrna High School this week.
That's this weekend?
Yes.
This weekend? So that'll be Friday night?
Friday night.
Friday night. Mr. Hogg?
You have my report in your packet. I don't know that there's anything to add to it. If there are any questions from anyone.
Questions from council? Thank you. Committee reports. The Business Development Committee held their second business mixer this past Tuesday night, and it was sponsored by Delaware Homes and the gentleman that owns, Dave, that owns the Commodore Commons Shopping Center. We were very pleased with the response. It was a great event again. And for everyone that came out, all the businesses had a chance to mingle and get to know each other, and it was a very, very pleasant experience. Bay Health was there. As you all know, Bay Health is going to build a freestanding emergency center here in Smyrna, and three of their representatives were there, came to get to know the town, and they were so impressed with the event that they asked afterwards if it was something that they could do once they get their new site, you know, more along, where they have some drawings and things to present. So it was a very nice event, and I thank the Business Development Committee, Delaware Homes, and Dave for all the work that they did. At this time, is there any other committee reports? No.
You may want to announce the long-range planning committee meeting for October 18th has been canceled, correct?
Yeah, thank you. We're canceling it due to the public hearing that is starting early, and we usually have our long-range planning committee meeting at that time, so we will cancel the meeting in 2 weeks.
Also, Mr. Rayner, isn't the personnel committee meeting for next week canceled?
Yes, it is. Lack of items so far.
There will be a finance committee meeting at 6:30.
There'll be a public safety committee meeting on the 14th also.
What did you decide with the charter review, since that's the library?
That will be canceled for that night, and we have not set up another meeting.
Thank you.
The finance committee is...
Is the 13th at 6:30. I'm sorry, the 12th at 6:30. The utility committee meeting will meet October 13th at 5.
All right. That's what I...
This week. Keep track of all these committees.
At this time, we open the meeting to visitors. And tonight, we have a... we're going to start out with Mr. Weisenberger, who had Paddle Shack, the boats at the lake this past summer. And if you would please come to the microphone and give us an update of how things went.
Do you need me to state name? Aaron Weisenberger, 33 Lena Lane, Smyrna, Delaware, 19977. That's right. That's all I needed. The mayor asked, I guess, if I came down and kind of talk about the season. For those of you who don't know, obviously I opened up the Paddle Shack at Lake Como. We had boat rentals and concessions out there all year. I'm gracious for the council to approve that. It was a good year. Not to get into business stuff, I guess, too much, but we had over 260 boat rentals, all in all, between kayaks, canoes, paddle boats, and roughly over 500 concession transactions, chips, sodas, whatever it be. So, again, didn't start that business to make a profit. If anybody wants to see my books, you'll know I did make a profit this year. It's a trying time, obviously. It was a new adventure. Hopefully, the word got out a lot. I appreciate the effort Mr. Hug put in the beginning, logistically. Daryl and all the maintenance people that came out and helped throughout the year, great. The Smyrna Police Department, unfortunately, some of you might not know or may have known, it did get broken into twice. I got robbed blind at the end of the season. The police came, did what they got to do and everything. We're going to the Department of Justice, legal matters for all that. But we had some issues out there. I think everybody knows that's been here long enough. You're going to have issues, especially out there. The only recommendations on the guy that was out there most of the year, and I've talked to Tori and a couple other guys in the police department, is a lot more police presence. For those of you who don't know, I watched all year as mothers and their young kids go to that playground to play on the playground, and they couldn't because there was a pack of 10 to 20 teenagers sitting on the playground. A mother and two children aren't going to confront 15 teenagers, and they just turn around and walk away. So, unfortunately, you had a lot of loitering. We had some issues with security. Again, after hours, I was broken into a couple of instances or different times. Excuse me. I know the police department and even maintenance and grounds, I guess, we've talked about possibly in the future some more lighting out there, I don't know how much more security we can get. I understood that in the past there's been talk about security cameras out there. Again, that's budget stuff. I understand that. But all in all, it was a good year. Like I said, a lot of people came out. It was a new venture. Hopefully the word's going to get out. Hopefully once all the business money and finances are back, we'll still be able to do it next year. I know Mr. Hug and myself have a timeline that we have to renew any type of lease agreements or contracts to do it next year. A lot of that's going to depend on financing on my part, if I can afford to do it again next year. The insurance is a very high cost, obviously, and I'm hoping I can address that with Mr. Hug, too, on a different thing that maybe there's some type of other arrangements because security costs are extremely high, and we'll see. I mean, like I said, I don't want to drag out too far, but it was a good season. If the council has any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. Like I said, a lot will probably depend on me and Mr. Hug talking. Maybe my only recommendation is somehow when we're talking a little bit more, the direction the council wants to go in with that area, continue this next year, that'll be great. But a little bit more controlling interest, I guess, on my behalf maybe, because it was being out there all year again, not having the lifeguards anymore, not having a constant presence of a quote-unquote town employee. People ran rampant. I mean, profanity was unreal. Kids out there being pushed aside by the bigger kids. So hopefully maybe next year there'll be some more control that I can have to help with that instance. My hands were tied this year. That's not my property. It's a town property. I couldn't exactly tell a teenager to leave. I did call the police probably numerous times. And again, every time I did, they came out. It was great. My only public recommendation to the police department is I did listen to the minutes of the last town council meeting, and I heard you guys talking about a curfew. And one of the biggest issues that I had out there beginning the year, too, was the kids in that area when the gates are closed. That's town property. If they're in that area when the gates are closed, it's trespassing in my eyes. Again, I don't know the legalities of it, but instead of just having them to be asked to leave, they're trespassing on town property because that gate specifically says closed by order of the mayor and town council between these hours. So just a small recommendation. Again, I'm not a police officer. You guys did a great job throughout the year. I appreciate it. Thanks to Mr. Hug again and Daryl, the maintenance guys. If the council has any questions or anything for me, I'm not a good public speaker, sorry. I'm cold, too. This cold weather, man.
So any questions from the council? No? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.
We have another guest this evening. We have a citizen who has made an effort to step forward, some of our returning service people. This has been a conversation for a while, but we wanted to do something for our service people returning from overseas, specifically from Afghanistan in that area. And we have a citizen that has stepped up to the plate on his own, and he's put together a program. And the first welcome home ceremony is going to take place on Monday, October the 11th. The Smyrna Opera House has opened their doors to this event. And I'd like to ask Peter Donnelly, if you would please step up to the microphone.
Hi.
We need you to give your name and address.
Okay, my name is Peter Donnelly. And I found out by accident that our returning service people weren't getting a welcome home like they were in New Jersey and New York and everywhere else. So I asked a few questions around, and we got a program going, and it's going to take place next Monday night, 7:00 at the Smyrna Opera House. So everybody's invited to welcome this young man home. He's just survived a major battle in Marja in Afghanistan, and he got a commendation from his commanding officer. So I think it's about time our returning service people got a welcome home and a pat on the back for a job well done. Thank you.
Okay. We would like to present from the town and the council a certificate of appreciation. It reads, presented to Peter Donnelly for organizing the homecoming ceremony to honor Lance Corporal E3, Christian John Naylor, Monday, October 11th, 2010. We really thank you for stepping up to the plate and making this possible. Peter said that he would like to do this for all of our citizens that are returning home. It's been a big endeavor, and especially the first one's the hardest one. Alan Greenwell, that has done the ceremony for Memorial Day at the monument over by the park, has also now joined in, and it's going to be a very, very nice ceremony. So as many people that can come, we would really like for you to be there. And also Peter has asked that anyone that's interested, he would like to get a committee together, and anyone that would be interested in serving on this committee, we're looking for people to serve on a committee so this can be an ongoing welcome home ceremony. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor.
Mr. Donnelly.
Thank you very much, folks.
Mr. Donnelly, is there some contact information?
Yeah, I have.
For people that would like to.
Yeah, the mayor will give you my phone number. Anybody's got kids serving overseas can contact me at the phone number. If you want to write it down, it's 302-653-0920. And give me an idea of when they'll be coming home and a phone number of yourself, and I can arrange to get the ball rolling again. We hope to do this for everybody who's returning home, and we have four or five coming home before Christmas.
Thank you.
There's several coming home next month. This is October, November. Several coming home in November and December. And I think what we've tried to do is not have one for each individual person, but we're going to try to have maybe quarterly have one for the people that have returned in that time period.
Well, we start the ball rolling anyway. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all your efforts. This is the portion of the meeting that we open up to visitors to address council. You have 3 minutes, and we have the digital timer so that you can watch it and know when you should be wrapping up. Council may not be able to answer any questions tonight. We may have to refer it to a staff member or to a committee member. I see we have our...
Is that when it started, Mayor Stombo?
I'm sorry?
Have you started the time?
No, I have not. May not. Go ahead, I'll watch the clock.
Go ahead and give your name.
Thank you, Valerie. Good evening. My name is Malay Manier, 41 South Main Street, spokesperson for the Smyrna Citizens Coalition. We have several questions this evening. As usual, we probably won't get any answers, but we'll try. First of all, since Mr. Jaywork, our town solicitor, isn't here, Mr. Edwards, I have a couple of questions. Number one, you previously stated that your firm, Mr. Jaywork, stated your firm has retained Mr. Jaywork for over 30 years. I recall he said 30 or 35. I think about a year ago we asked how long he'd been representing the town. Do you know how long he's been representing the town?
30 sounds about right.
Okay. I think it was about 35. Okay, number two, could you please tell us whether anyone in your firm has any experience in constitutional law, especially the First Amendment rights?
I think that we deal with First Amendment rights issues constantly. I mean, just last
week.
Does
anyone have expertise actually in their degree in first constitutional law?
Well, when you get a law degree, you actually don't really specialize in something.
Actually, some attorneys do. I've talked to two this past week.
Well,
you don't know the answer. Okay, number three. Sorry, but I don't get much time.
That's fine.
Who handles the liability policy for the town? Which company?
I don't know.
Okay. Mayor Stombo, we have noted that the typed version of our council meeting has not been posted on the website since 7/6. I heard earlier, Valerie, that you have a couple of postings. So instead of 3 months behind, in 2 days, we're 2 months behind. Do you know when the other meetings will be posted because some people can't. They have hearing impairments such as myself, and I don't have speakers on my computer.
As soon as I possibly can.
Is it because you don't have time to post them?
No, I'm transcribing them.
But it's because of your time frame. You're the only one that can transcribe. I would suggest that the town consider hiring a temp to help Valerie since she's overloaded and Miss McKinney has passed. It's very important that our citizens be apprised of what happens at our council meetings. Number four, excuse me, I'm skipping around a little bit. Has the council since the last meeting taken any action regarding Mr. Buccolo, regarding code enforcement, as far as his work performance? Mayor?
We have been working on it, yes.
You have, thank you. All right, would we be able to get some answers at the next meeting because we've checked the areas of concern with graffiti and they're still marked since over a year ago.
I was not aware of that.
Okay, well, we'll get that to you in an email.
You have 1 minute.
Are all our town employees now unionized? Everybody in a union?
That's being worked on also.
Okay, and which union will that be for the folks that do the electrical? And what's the union called?
Ask me, AFSCME.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Hugg, town manager, is our town yet certified by the state as a certified local government?
For what purpose?
It's part of the plan that comes through the state planning, state planner's office.
Our comprehensive plan is under review. Following the PLUS process, the certification has not yet been issued.
Okay, but that is through the PLUS process, and that is approved by the governor, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. The SCC is now developing grading standards for our elected officials as well as those who hold management positions. The grades will be announced at the next town council meeting on Monday, October 18th. Thank you, Valerie. Please include this with the minutes, okay?
Would anyone else like to address council? Please give your name and address.
My name is Dawn Harris. I live at 316 West Glenwood Avenue, Smyrna. I am here with a couple of my sisters and brother-in-law. We're representing our mother, who's 82 years old, who also lives in Smyrna on Lake Drive. Our mother was notified by the town in the form of a letter on the 27th. The letter came from the town code enforcer, John Beluco. The letter stated that she had a tree on her property that needed to be taken down by October 11th. And the tree does have 4 dead branches on it. So my sisters and I went up to town hall here, talked to Mr. John Beluco, town enforcer. The minute we came to him and showed him the letter, the first words out of his mouth was, "This is not vindictive. I can assure you that." And we're like, we didn't say it was. And he said that, "I know Tommy, and I know that this was not vindictive, and I know of the dealings that your mother has had with him for the past few years." Thomas Carbine lives on Main Street, is our mother's neighbor. The back of his house faces her house, the side of her house. For the past 4 years, he has been harassing our mother. It all started 4 years ago. Our father was in the hospital, at the VA hospital, with cancer. Thomas Carbine shot a firecracker through our mother's kitchen window. He had assumed that she turned him in for growing marijuana plants in his house. The police raided his house. He was arrested. The police told him she had nothing to do with it. He didn't believe them. For 4 years, he harasses her. We have called the cops. They come out. They say, "Well, he's a little this. He's the neighbor. You have to get along." Well, no, we don't, okay? These are the pictures that he hangs on his clothesline that she sits at her kitchen table and looks out the window and sees every day, okay? These are the pictures.
Would you pass them down?
Yes, I will. This last picture is a picture of our mother's house. This is Mr. Carbine's house. This is the tree in question. There are four dead branches on the tree. We had been talking about taking those four branches down. We knew that it was a hazard. We were in the process of getting it trimmed up. 4 days ago, Thomas Carbine calls John Beluco, has him come to his house. They walk up in my mother's yard, lean against the tree, talk about the tree. My mom's sitting there wondering, who's that guy out there with the neighbor that's been harassing her for 4 years? John Beluco never had the common courtesy as a town employee to knock on my mother's door and inform her of what they were discussing and why they were even on her property. And that is why we are complaining. Now, for the past 4 years, you can have that. Like we said, the minute we came and talked to Mr. Beluco, right away, he knew all about the history between mom and the neighbor. And right away, he's like, I can assure you this is not vindictive. He told us that he knows Thomas. He's been in his house on several occasions. And we told him, we understand the tree. We don't appreciate how it came about. As a town employee, he should have came to my mother without Thomas being on her property and without discussing it with Thomas and told my mother the tree needs to come down. We get that part. The way it was handled is what we are upset about. Let me just check my notes because I might be missing something.
You have about a minute.
Okay. Mr. Carbine rides up and down the street on his bicycle right on the sidewalk. My mother's kitchen window is right here. Sidewalk's right here. All day long rides down the street going like this in her kitchen windows. We go out. He sees us pulling up in front of the house. We go over every day to visit her. He does this to us. She was out on the front porch one day getting her mail. He rides his bicycle down. He spits in her yard right there so she can see it in front of the kitchen windows. Every day. She was out checking the mail one day. He drives by. He goes, you mean you're not dead yet, old bitch? Aww. No one in this town should have to put up with that. We have called the cops numerous of times. They have come out. Nothing's really done. We'll go talk to them. They go down the street. They talk to them. Nothing. 4 years she has been putting up with this. What can we do? Enough is enough. So we're putting it on record. I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what else to do. Short of taking it law in our own hands, and we can't do that. But something needs to be done. Every time we call the cops, he'll lay low for a couple weeks, and then he does something different. Because he comes after her. Whenever he sees the cops come up, he'll deny it. A couple weeks go by, he doesn't do a thing. Then he starts his crap up all over again. For 4 years, she's been putting up with this.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Harris, I called Mrs. Green. Did I call you? Okay, I called you and left your message.
Right.
All right.
I didn't
have any time to call you. That's fine. I appreciate that. But obviously, Mr. Carbine has some issues with your mother for whatever reason. Obviously, I guess.
Well, he thinks she's the one that turned him in over the marijuana plants. And the cops even told him. She did not. My mother wouldn't know what a marijuana plant looked like if you put it in front of her.
All right.
You know? And ever since that he was arrested that day, 4 years ago, when y'all came and raided the house, he has blamed her for that night. She had nothing to do with it.
Like I said, I called Mrs. Green, your sister, and we can discuss it further later.
Okay. Thank you.
You got a space? You see what it says now? Mm-hmm. You don't see it. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm. We'll fill her in. We'll tell her.
That's what it says.
Steve Wright, 767 Dorchester Court. I have a petition that we've kind of started around, just to show you folks what we're looking into. Petition regards around, there's I think everybody here is very familiar with the canal that's in the new part of West Shores. I'm the treasurer of the Homeowners Association there, and I'm speaking on behalf of several members that are here today, along those who have signed this petition. Having moved in myself in the winter 2006, and then when we put a bid offer on the house that we have that's along the canal there, we looked back and there was a muddy ditch out back. The water had been lowered. That was exactly 5 years ago. While having both family members on other lakes in the area, we realized the potential of having the ability to lower the lake level to work on your docks. And we've gotten that, and we didn't really ask any questions last year. And this year, a lot of people started putting docks in. We got the conservation easement removed. We would like the ability to enjoy the water year-round. Lowering the lake level for everybody else in the lake means a little lower level. You can get down and work on things and don't have to pay a contractor to do it, which makes sense. But I'm kind of wondering how many people there are that really feel and are really working on it every year, and could there be some consideration made for the folks that have to spend a winter every 5 years with no water in the canal when they've bought and paid taxes based on an increased property value for being on that canal? So we're a little selfish in that respect, not to mention the wildlife that kind of goes away. Year one, year two, it starts to come back. Year three, it's better. And the last 2 years have been wonderful. And it kind of sterilizes when the water goes out, and it's literally left to a trickle. I don't know how many feet the canal's dropped, but we figure we have 2 to 3 feet of water in that canal, and it pretty much empties it. And depending on how much rains we get, I don't know how long it's left down and brought back up. But we're just asking for others for it to be noted in the minutes, and if there's anything that can be done to either, if not stop it, lengthen the time frame from 5 years to 7 or 10, something to give us a little more leeway to enjoy as much time as we can for buying on that little piece of water that we bought on. And I don't know, Vanessa, do you have any other?
Yeah, or if there's a way to stop it altogether, considering that there's other methods of repairing the dock and cleaning up trash with the water intact,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, if you're going to speak, you need to go to the microphone and give your name and address, please.
Sure. Vanessa Wiley, 845 Fayette Road, States of West Shore. A lot of us feel that these things can be all done with the water there. I know there's somewhere in the documentation for the town rules that if something were to happen, you guys have that right to let that water out and draw it. You know, if there was some kind of a emergency, spillway, mm-hmm. things like that. But for the sake of saving people some money to do some maintenance repairs, clean trash sounds kind of, to have all that wildlife move just for us to do things that can be done with the water there, and a lot of people feel that way. They want to enjoy the water. We canoe, we kayak, we love it. And 5 years ago, it did not take a month. I was told that they drain the lake in October. It takes a while for it to draw or get low, where by us is mud, and then in November they'll open the gates back up and let it slowly come back in, but there's no guarantee that it's going to take a month. I mean, we celebrated Christmas that 1 year, and there was mud out back. I mean, it's just all mud, so it can take up until the spring. There's not
holidays,
a guarantee.
Holidays is the time frame when we like to have family over, enjoy the water, and get what we paid out of it.
But we just can't
do that with the water gone for once every 5 years. It just kind of makes things not as pretty as we thought they were going to be when we bought them, and we're just asking for some consideration and do understand those that the reason for the original code in the first place and are certainly sympathetic to those abilities.
And also, too, I don't think it should be directly just up to the council. I feel like the people who do live on that lake and also the canal should have some say as well,
There's a way to poll. I mean, if we're in the minority, then, we'll back down. But we feel like we got in just a couple days of polling, we got 15 out of the 21 that are on the canal just from a couple phone calls since a letter came out. We haven't even put anything in the mail. We just knocked on doors and said to see who was home. So we didn't really get a chance to poll those around the lake and the other sections of it to see really how many folks are interested in it but or against it. But
we just want to know, is it a true necessary thing to do? If it's more about cleaning up a little bit of trash and doing some maintenance repairs that can be done with the water there, then,
it's just a little more expensive. That's all it is, I think.
Yeah. Can it go without? Should I say anything about the EPA coming out, too, when they do the drawing?
No, I mean, it's...
Right, that's pretty much about it.
That's our main purpose. If anybody has any thoughts or concerns, and we know that there's some folks on the that own the water that are on the on their council members as well, so we'd love to hear some opinions.
I have something. I know you all are, and the petition was basically the people that live in that canal there. But I have had people who do not live in the canal that have come up to me and asked me, why are we lowering the lake?
Okay.
We just did it. So it's not just you folks.
Okay.
I've had other people around the lake ask me that.
And, you know, aside from the rain, I have four kids, and I would have loved to try to get more signatures, but with all that rain and everything and without that this short time frame, a lot of people are upset they have to take their boat out sooner than they have to. You have to look at it. You know, people have their pontoon boats or whatever have you, and they have to even move it sooner than they'd like their season to be over. So, I mean, aside from the work can be done with the water there, you know.
And if we could just have it as a discussion item in this, and I'm not sure what business procedure would follow, if we could request a discussion at the next council meeting, and then I guess go forward from there just to see if there's a way to poll the community and see what the interest really is these days.
For the future of it, too, because you never know if you go, if you let it extend further than 5 years, who knows how beautiful and built up even more that lake will be with the wildlife and everything else, too, you know.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
George Bespalco, 825 Fayette Road, also Estates of West Shore. This year I saw four docks being built, three of them with machinery with an extended arm sitting in the people's yard, and they would hammer in the pilings, and the other one they used a boat. I also spoke to a certified contractor that's on Denerick's approval list, and he said that, and he's familiar with Lake Cuomo, he's familiar with the canals, and he said that there wasn't a dock that he couldn't repair or build that would require lowering the lake. So, obviously, you know, there is a bias on my part. Yes, I'd like to have the council reverse that and not lower it because there's a lot of issues there, the fish, the vegetation, and also the usage. I do have to admit, this year I was able to put in a dock, so I'll admit that. And I'd love to be able to use more of it now that I just got it in. And now the canal is going to be drained, and I'm going to be without. So that's my concern besides everything else. And as I said, I'd like to see it be reversed, and maybe not necessarily even for every 5 years. If there's an emergency issue, that's a different situation. But just to do it, I'd like a little more. I'd like to see the council do a little more input into that. All right. Thank you very much.
Would anyone else like to address council? Name and address, please.
Yes. My name is Frank Kane. I live at 120 West South Street in Smyrna. It's considered part of the historic district. They've just completed our road down there, which took a good while. In doing so, they say they tore up the curbs, and part of the piece from the curb to the sidewalk they tore out. They said when they replaced it, it would be replaced as close to the original as possible, which my neighbor and I, they did the curbs. They did them fine as best they could. They have the stones showing through. It's not the same color, but we're going to try to dye it. We're looking into different dyes so we can dye the concrete to match the old stone. But I have a piece that's 11 feet by 2 feet 3 inches long. It's on a slope like this that is as white as this paper. This is the curb all the way down, and then you've got this sitting there for 11 feet. And we were told that everything would be put back as close to possible. There's no stone showing. All they did was pour the concrete and brush it. And I don't think it should be left like that.
What is your address again?
120 West South Street.
Okay, thank you. Would anyone else like to address council? Seeing no one step forward, we will close this portion of the meeting and reopen the regular council meeting with number 8, old business. 8A, appointments to the Tree Commission and Ethics Commission. Again, I have to ask for that to be tabled. I haven't received the required bios from the people. Number 9, new business, 9A, resolution setting date and time for trick-or-treat. Okay. Okay, there's a resolution. Whereas it has been the custom for many years for children to celebrate the Eve of All Saints Day by costuming, masquerading, and fun making. And whereas in past years, the merrymaking extended 4 or 5 nights preceding Halloween, which is entirely too long a period for the celebration of Halloween and creates an extremely bothersome situation for residents and property owners. Now, therefore, be it resolved that in lieu of such special ordinance by the council, I, Patricia Samba, Mayor of the Town of Smyrna, do hereby request and urge the observance of this celebration as follows. October 30th shall be the date of costuming and the only time for tricks or treats, with all celebrating being conducted between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Maximum age for trick or treat is 12 years. To be further resolved that all celebrants are urged not to commit acts of violence or destruction under penalty of law.
Madam Mayor, in traditionally Halloween is celebrated on October 31st. In at least one other year that I'm aware of, where Halloween fell on a Sunday, council opted to celebrate it on the Saturday preceding. We also we surveyed some of the other municipalities a couple of days ago, now a week ago, whatever it was, and it's kind of a mixed bag. There were 3 or 4 that were celebrating on Saturday and another 3 or 4 that were staying with the traditional date and doing it on Sunday. So I think the majority was like 4-3 or 5-4 or something. It seemed to be a slight preference on the part of other municipalities to hold the celebration on October 30th, which is why we drafted the resolution as it reads. But it's entirely up to council to decide whether or not you want to go with the traditional date of the 31st.
I'd like to see it on the 31st. That's Halloween. We wouldn't change it if it was a Wednesday. Why are we going to change it because it's a Sunday? I'd like to see it on the 31st when it's Halloween.
I had also asked for the 31st.
I'll make a motion to set the resolution for trick-or-treating for October 31st.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mayor Stombaugh?
Aye.
Councilman Rayner?
Aye.
Councilman Riddle?
No.
Councilwoman Brown?
Aye.
Councilwoman White?
Aye.
Councilman Novotny?
Aye.
Motion carries. 5-1.
Could I ask a question, or is it too late? Maximum age for the trick or treat is 12 years. Is it, why?
That's been the tradition of the town for 20 years that I know of. But
if I dress up, I'll give you candy.
No, I just remember the one and only time I ever went trick or treating. I was 13. But I'm just thinking of some adults like to dress up and walk through the neighborhood to see their friends and things of that sort. So
I give them candy.
I give them a beer.
So I guess what's the penalty if someone is caught trick or treating over 12? I guess is what I'm.
Chief Bordley gets to lock them up and throw away the key and
give
take their candy.
Dial now.
I don't know if I'm going to take
Halloween
their candy.
Jail.
You're going to take their candy away?
Send them home. That'd be about it.
Okay. So it will be the 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. Okay, 9B, revised library computer use policy.
You have a relatively extensive package in your packet. Basically, I think it's probably the last item back reads adopt a new 35.33 as follows: internet acceptable use policy. This is the version of the internet policy that would be adopted, or that we're asking you to adopt, to be compliant with House Bill number 340, which the state passed this past year. Basically, it changes words CatNet to Division of Libraries. CatNet was the old library internet system, and it brings the policy into compliance with the state law. We just need a motion to basically make these amendments to our internet policy to comply with state law.
I'll make a motion that we revise a library computer use policy.
Second.
Discussion.
Question. In Section 9, this is patrons may supply their own CDs or flash drives, whereas before they couldn't. Does that mean we have better security now to keep viruses out if they bring in their own?
Yep. I'm looking at Beverly, but the answer is yes.
So that's okay in the present environment?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, there's a motion and a second.
Yep. Okay. Councilman Rader.
Aye.
Councilman Riddell.
Aye.
Councilwoman Brown.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Councilman Novotny.
Aye.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Aye. Motion carries 6-0. 9C, extension of trash contract.
As you know, our current contract with Waste Management expires the end of December, and we are working with the Utility Committee and in discussions with DENREC and a number of the waste haulers to figure out what we need to do to comply with the new state law that takes effect next September, which is a mandatory recycling law. I approached Waste Management about an extension to our current contract to basically give us an additional 6 months, cover the period of time between now and when we expect to have a new trash policy and all in effect. Waste Management has agreed to extend the current contract at the same $12.10 a unit that they're charging us now for the next 6 months, but I need council's approval to be able to send them the contract.
What did they agree?
To extend the current contract for an additional 6 months at the same rate.
At the same rate?
Same rate.
Okay, is there a motion?
I move that we extend the contract as stated by Mr. Hugg.
Second. Discussion?
Councilman Riddell.
Aye.
Councilwoman Brown.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Councilman Novotny.
Aye.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Motion carries 6-0. 9D, first reading, ordinance number 014-10, Chapter 1, General Provisions, Section 1 through 11, General Penalty Continuing Violations.
Is it possible that we table this because that is from what was on the table tonight, correct? So we really haven't had a chance to review coming here. Can we table that to the next meeting?
It was emailed to you all Thursday, whenever Mr. J works Thursday. So we forwarded Mr. J works email. Basically, the change is simply to delete civil and insert criminal violations and make our penalties criminal penalties unless otherwise determined to be civil, as opposed to the other way around, which is what it is now. It gives us the ability to go to an appropriate court and get enforcement action on both police matters and building and inspections kind of violations. Since this requires a three reading rule, I would suggest that you go ahead and consider this the first reading, that you'll have two more shots at it. Probably also ought to send it to the Public Safety Committee, and that might be the appropriate actions.
It's on the agenda anyway. We've already put it on the agenda.
So
it addresses a lot of the needs that we have for possibility of a curfew and also for parking ticket issues.
So this is the first step in order to move in that direction.
Correct.
I'd like to make a motion we accept this ordinance 014-10, Chapter 1 of General Provisions, Section 111, as the first reading tonight.
Second.
Mr. Riddell, can I list you as sponsor?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Hogg, I sponsored it.
Oh, I didn't have a sponsor's name on here. Okay. Very good.
I have a question. I sponsored this because I saw the need that we weren't able to enforce a lot of the law and the code, not only with the police, but also with the code enforcer. And but I'm on the fence because I'm seeing this both ways. I definitely think that we have to do something to give us more of a handle on being able to enforce the law and the code enforcement. But if you get a parking ticket, and if it's classified as a criminal offense, what actually does criminal offense mean?
Well, basically, first off, the ordinance, as far as parking is concerned, we only get warrants for those violators that are in violation like five or more times that we haven't been able to collect on. So if you get a ticket, parking ticket from us, from the town, and you're in violation, of course we send out notarized letters and we try to get a response from you that way. Usually that takes care of it. But we got violators committing five, six, seven, ten offenses and they're not paying our parking tickets. Then we have to get a warrant for that. Right now we can't do that because it's not considered a criminal offense. It's considered a civil offense.
Is there anything you know of that would be basically a trivial, that somebody would be, and if it's a criminal offense, is it going to go on your record? I mean,
Our parking summons is our violation. It's just like any, like speeding ticket is a violation. It's not actually a misdemeanor or a felony type offense per se.
So it basically is not going to affect.
It's all handled in JP court.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilwoman Brown?
No.
Councilwoman White?
No.
Councilman Novotny?
Yes.
Mayor Stonebaugh?
Yes.
Councilman Rayner?
Yes.
Councilman Riddle?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-3. 4-2. It's just a reading. It's the first reading.
I'm going to make a motion to send it to public safety.
It already is.
It's already. We already have it on the agenda.
It's on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Okay, is there any other council business?
Mr. Stumbaugh, if I can come back to the Lake Como issue for just a moment. The timing of any action we take on the lake is fairly critical. If you wish to consider this and have this on the agenda for October 18th, I need to remind council that you need to make a decision that night in order for us to meet Den Rec requirements and have the lake lowered and back and restored back before the onslaught of winter. Otherwise, we simply can't do it again until next October, November. That's just the timing of the situation. And I do want to quickly read the ordinance so that you all are aware. It says the town shall open the floodgates of Lake Como Dam to lower the waters of Lake Como to allow inspection, maintenance, construction, cleanup, and other similar work by owners of property on Lake Como, not more often than every 5 years, commencing November 1, 1995. Absent written requests for a longer period of time, duly approved by resolution of the town council, the duration of such lowering shall be for 30 consecutive days. And then there's some notice provisions. And then it does provide that, notwithstanding any other provision, this division the town council may at any time and from time to time, with or without public notice, lower the waters of Lake Como for emergency reasons, or for purposes of inspecting, maintaining, repairing, replacing, constructing, removing, or cleaning the dam and or spillway, et cetera, et cetera. So if you chose not to proceed with lake lowering this year, you certainly can do that. It does not restrict the ability of the town to lower the lake if we feel we need to inspect the dam or do for some other public purpose. So just so you're aware of that. But if you want to consider this further, you need to do it on October 18th because, I mean, that's the day we were scheduled to start. We can certainly wait a day or two, but beyond that, we simply can't meet the requirements that DenRec provides to have the lake lowered and back in service.
Mr. Hugg, I don't know about, and I'm sure you probably don't know about individual owners on the lake, but the dam itself, are there any concerns about it or any construction?
I don't believe so. The last time we inspected the structure was probably, what, 5 years ago, I guess, Darrell?
And there are no problems.
The entire face of it, and a foot gets you below the inside surface. So I mean, okay. We don't have to take it all the way down for those purposes.
Okay, thank you.
And I've heard from some people on the lake now that are prepared to go through with their work, and they've already scheduled plans to do this. So it'd be pretty unfair to them this year. If we want to look at it in a future year, that would be fine. But some people have permits, and some people have their plans all ready to start. So
I'm aware of a couple of property owners that have come in and
gotten permits to.
Well, they've asked. I mean, they haven't gotten. Most cases haven't needed a permit. They're doing just minor. Anticipate doing minor repairs. I mean, they don't know for sure, but.
And I'd just like to say that if you saw the water going over the dam this past week, it was because of the flooding. You opened the gates a little, not all the way, just some.
We had them. They were open.
They were open all the way? They were open all the way, okay.
There were some 20-pound carp in the spillway. It was a huge fish.
And this has caused problems, too, along the lake, because it was well up over the people's bulkheads. And not only that, you have the freezing of the lake also creates problems like 2 years ago. So that more or less shifts people's docks out of line. So I would tend to think that if we're, you know, that they should follow through with this year and possibly enact some type of a thing next year.
But my only point was that, you know, we can definitely put this on the agenda for the 18th. But I just need to remind council we will need an action that night to a yay or nay. So
okay.
Is there any other council business? Seeing that there's no other council business, the town council meeting for October 4th is adjourned.
Yes, Conrad.
I guess the lake is still on schedule. It stands to be lowered.
The lake is on the schedule right now. It's